Morning, welcome one and all. 6:43, we're 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock, getting started in a brand new morning. And let's get into the kitchen, shall we? We're not just making breakfast, we're going to try to make a little money because we're going to go in there and play poker in the kitchen. Okay, let me explain. We have Chef Eric Agerpong with us, who you've probably seen him many times on different shows on Food Network, and he's back at it again with a brand new one. Chef, thanks for being with us this morning. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, and glad to have a chance to talk to you about this new venture going on with Food Network. I'm always amazed at how they're able to reinvent the game show and include food in it, so this was kind of neat. Talk a little bit about what's going to be going on with Wild Card Kitchen. Just the name in itself is enticing.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's a fun show. So Food Network Studios, during the day, there's a bunch of just action going on, right? Kinetic energy, you have people doing R&D on recipes, maybe testing out some stuff for a book, chefs coming in and doing demos. But after hours, when the kitchen closes, then we kind of turn the space into a little bit of a poker gameplay, a little speakeasy, so to speak. So three chef friends come by, and I invite them to play a little culinary poker, but they're playing with their own money. So the chefs come in with $5,000, and just like a poker game, rather than like your common numbers and your like clubs, spades, you know, whatever, we're using community cards. So there's a dish card, there's a time card, and there's an ingredient card. So the dish card can go anywhere between, let's say, I don't know, breakfast sandwich and fish and chips. And the time card can be anywhere between 20 and 35 minutes. And then the ingredient can be anything between A and Z, right? Anchovies to zucchini. So I dish out those community cards, and all three chefs essentially have to cook what those cards are. So the dish is fish and chips, 25 minutes, and you have to use anchovies, right? And then I dish out the wild card, and this is really where the game starts, Bill. So I might give you, Bill, a wild card that says that you have to use the ice cream machine, and I might give your other two opponents a wild card that says you have an extra 10 minutes, or you don't have an extra 10 minutes, you have 10 minutes left. So at that point, you really start to wager and kind of figure out what you can do in your parameters. But then also, you have a little bit of knowledge of your opponents as well. So I love this because we always bring in chefs that are either from the same area, are kind of like competitor chefs, same ilk. So there's a little bit of that camaraderie and that kind of organic trash talk that happens, right? And at that point, it's cooking, and they get judged by an esteemed judge. And it's just a lot of fun. They're wagering their own money again. There's so many different scenarios in how which the game can play out, and really we get to see the personalities of these chefs like in the after hour setting.
Talk about a real challenge. That's daunting. But it really gives a chance for the chef to show their mettle for sure. And you've got to be really creative to come up with something that involves anchovies as a breakfast sandwich. So I would I'm not sure that I would want that, but. If one of you folks was mixing it up, it would probably be much better than if I were doing it. So I'd probably eat it for sure. We're talking with Chef Eric Agerpong, who is host of Food Network's new culinary poker game called Wild Card Kitchen. I'm always curious about these competitions, and you have been in those before. My question is, what is the pressure like when you find yourself in something like that, as opposed to the pressure on a regular, say, service night on Friday when it's just hopping at the restaurant?
Oh, I mean, just a bunch of the cameras and national television in the way in between. There's that sort of like adrenaline that pops in, that kind of just rushes in when you know you're essentially putting your skills on the line for the world to see. And you're also in a more micro kind of like cosm, you're also wanting to impress and kind of like outcook your peers as well. So there's a little bit of pressure of just kind of like putting your skills on the line. It really is all or nothing, and it's kind of like that do or die versus in a restaurant where if, you know, I mess up on the dish, hopefully that doesn't happen, but, you know, either I can correct it or the guest is going to bring it back or something like that. When it comes to, you know, cooking in competitive settings, it's that one dish that can either make or break you.
Chef, what drew you into becoming a chef? Where did your love of food at this level start?
I was always enamored. I think when I was young, I knew six or seven. The joke, the running joke in my family is that I would watch like Power Rangers and then like Julia Childs right after. So I always was just like in love. I was always in love with food, and that kind of just grew and grew and grew. And I think it was the more I learned about food, the more I wanted to. And it's kind of just vacuumed into this now, where I'm hosting Wild Card Kitchen. You know, I'm being a chef, I'm consulting, cooking competitively on television, on shows like TLC as well. So it's a world that I absolutely fell in love with very, very young, and I'm so happy that, like, it caught my attention so young.
I was talking with a friend of mine who works in the culinary industry as a chef, and was saying he's kind of lamenting at his current position because he said, I'm tired of cooking the same thing over and over again. I can make a great this or a great that because I do it all the time. I really want to be able to work in an environment where I can be more creative. And I think that's what really sparks the interest in some of these competitions that are on, is it does let folks see how creative chefs can be. It's not just you can do a great coq au vin, but, you know, you can do more than that.
100%. I think the beauty about working in a restaurant is that sort of like repetitive, sort of methodical sort of like motion that you get into. It's the same sort of repeat. So when you come into a competition setting in that arena, you sort of agitate that situation, and you're taking those skills that you honed essentially day in and day out. And now you're kind of like essentially making jazz with it, right? And you got to get creative, and you got to, you know, be on your feet, and you're using those skills, those fundamental skills, in ways that you probably didn't, you know, think you would, and kind of working out a muscle that you didn't think you would work out. So it's a left brain, right brain kind of thing, honestly. But you need one to kind of beget the other. You have to have those skills, and you have to have those fundamentals, because if not, then, you know, these judges are esteemed. Like they come in, they know what they're talking about. They have the Michelin stars, they have the accolades, they have you know, everything that you would essentially want out of a chef. So there's really no wool you can pull over their eyes, right? So if something needs to be seared, it's got to be seared properly. If you're saying it's at this temperature, that's what you're going to be looking for. And really, that's the type of like checks and balance, so to speak, that we have with culinary competition. Like we're bringing in esteemed, like, legends as far as judges are concerned, to really try and taste the food. And they're being like critical in ways that, you know, you would definitely want to hear from like a food critic at a restaurant.
Talking about the poker game Wild Card Kitchen. And the big thing about this is they're not playing for somebody else's money. They're playing with their own money, which makes it even more of a pressure cooker. Sheriff Eric Adjapong, check it out, folks. 9 o'clock on Food Network on Tuesday evenings. Hey, thanks for being with us, and look forward to catching up with you again sometime.
Bill, great talk, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. 650.